that you're not connected with Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you today?
I'm good, Kat. How are you?
I am doing great. It's so exciting to talk to you. Would you tell my listeners who you are and a little bit about your blockbuster Cosmos that's continuing to electrify the journey, and then we'll talk about what's going on?
It would be my pleasure, Kat. So I'm Annie Drian. I was the creative director of NASA's Voyager Interstellar Message, the Golden Records. I had the honor of collaborating with Carl Sagan and Steve Soter, writing the original Cosmos in 1980. I co-created with Carl Sagan the motion picture Contact.
Yes.
And have been the writer or co-writer, a director and executive producer of Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, both hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I'm the author of the new book, Cosmos, Possible Worlds, which is the sequel to Carl Sagan's beloved classic. Carl was my husband, the
yes.
father of my kids.
Yes.
And my collaborator for 20 years.
Amazing, amazing man. And I'm so sorry, even though I just know that's got to be such a void in your life, but how good for you to continue the work that you guys were working on. It's definitely a passion, correct?
Definitely a passion. It's what, you know, the kids and the work are what makes the void bearable. And I've been so lucky to have the opportunity to, you know, all three Cosmos seasons are being seen or have been seen in 180 countries around the world.
Wow.
And the book is in, I don't know, dozens of languages. So I feel, you know, I feel pretty lucky.
Well, it's good premiere on Fox as well. And, I mean, that's coming up. That's pretty big. That's actually something that we all can get, Fox, you know, on September.
Yes.
Well, September 22nd. So, I mean, that's already out there.
It just started last night. The premiere of the first two episodes were on last night, and it will continue to air on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock,
now, how
7 Central.
How involved did you get to be with that process?
I led the process in the last two seasons. I was the lead executive producer, writing and directing the show with Brannon Braga, a wonderful creative partner, and 985 other people from around the world working on this project, which has been a labor of love and passion. I'm 71. When I started in this business a long time ago, I never even got to finish a sentence. And it's one tiny metric to me of how things can move in the right direction.
Right.
That I've been given a chance to create these shows.
Well, talk to me about the brave and colorful characters who push beyond the boundaries of knowledge, little known but monumental visionaries. I mean, how did you go about researching and bringing those to light?
Well, I'm a kind of a hunter-gatherer of stories, and some of these people, many of them, I'm sure my readers have never heard of before. I certainly hadn't. But, you know, these scientific ideas, how do you give ownership of these complex ideas to absolutely everyone? For me, because we're a story-driven species, the way to do that is to find the stories that you haven't heard before,
mm-hmm.
not the Galileos and the Einsteins, but the people who you've never met before, who in each case lived lives of drama and hardship and yet managed to enhance our understanding of nature and the glory of the universe revealed by science. So I feel so strongly about, you know, Thomas Young, who does an experiment in 1802, a very simple experiment. But that experiment was actually a hole in the curtain hiding the matrix.
Right.
220 years later, we have yet to understand this experiment because it's very simple, but it reveals a contradiction in classical physics that has yet to be understood. Einstein tried, everyone tried.
Right.
We still don't understand it. And so his is a story that I love. There's another character in, you know, actually a real person, but a character in my collection of stories who wrote a letter from a trench in the First World War. He wrote a letter to the future, to you who will mount the first mission to the moon. Be not afraid. There are no theoretical obstacles in your path. Well, you know, he was forgotten. His book hardly survived. No one ever gave him any credit in his lifetime. But when the Apollo engineers and scientists were attempting to get to the moon, it was only the rediscovery of this manuscript that made it possible for them to get there and return safely.
Amazing.
There are so many people in this book. And, you know, my goal, because I believe that in a democracy, we have to have informed decision makers. Mm-hmm. My goal is to share a degree of scientific literacy that everyone can have. That's exciting. That's not tedious and boring and intimidating. But at the end of this book, you will have the complete picture that science has now of nature.
Wow. I mean, this is just amazing to me. And how wonderful that you do this. I mean, what are you going to be doing in the future? Are you going to continue this? Another book, more TV? What do you see for yourself? Your fourth book that's coming up, when will that be out?
Oh, I don't know. You know, every cosmos is a long and winding road.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, first of all, the lead time on the VFX alone are lengthy. But, you know, the last one took 3 years to create and to produce. And I'm hoping that it'll be something along that lines. Because, you know, it has to inspire, it has to move, and it has to dazzle you with the reality of nature. And so it takes a while to put together.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there's this cosmos possible world.
Well, you are amazing. I appreciate you. I have great respect for you and your late husband. How can we follow you on social? Do you have Instagram and all that?
Yes. We have, yes, on Instagram, go to Dryanism, Dryanism, or Saganism, Saganism. And online, you can go to carlsagan.com, and you can watch Cosmos Possible Worlds on Fox Tuesday night, or you can read the book,
yes,
which is published by National Geographic. And thanks so much, Kat, for this wonderful opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I am just so honored to have spoken with you. Be well.
You too, Kat. I hope we'll meet again.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.